Good morning. You are listening to Choices with Judy Mario. And this morning, we are doing the third part in the series on what to do when the doctor says you have cancer. Our subject this morning is building your immune system. Thank you for listening. And if you're listening to this, I imagine that this is an important subject to you. And so it's important really to all of us, but so many people don't realize how important it is to be aware of their immune system, because the immune system is the body's most important system, and we need to be taking care of it and rebuilding it constantly, because the immune system is the most powerful defense that our bodies have. And if our immune system gets down, we have a greater chance of being sick, of getting diseases, of getting cancer. And so it is important for us to understand that this is the most important system we have, and we need to take care of it. It is our responsibility to keep that immune system strong so it can combat any infectious disease and counteract any toxins that we may have. Your job is to do all you can to reach maximum health, and this is done through choices. Choices. We have choices. Choices about how we take care of ourselves physically, choices about how we take care of ourselves emotionally, choices about how we take care of ourselves spiritually. And some of the big choices we have are whether or not we use tobacco, whether or not we eat the right foods, whether or not we exercise. It all contributes to our health. And we have a choice, too, about how much stress we allow into our life, because stress fills the body with adrenaline and cortisone derivatives, and both of those inhibit the immune system. So take care of yourself. Your emotional response to the fact that you have cancer can also be a factor in whether or not you heal. You know, when we hear the word cancer, it creates almost a paralyzing fear in most of us, emotionally as well as physically. It is at that time when we heard that word, that we need to intellectually diagnose our situation. Take the time to do our homework and find out what our choices are. Find out what's out there, because there are so many choices, and so many times the doctor says you have cancer and we think there's only one solution, and yet there are many, and some of them are right for us and some of them are not. And we have to have the courage to take the action that we believe is right for us. You know, negative physiological responses will negatively impact your immune system. Your whole lifestyle affects the activity of your immune system. You've got to give up smoking because it's not good for you, and you know that. It attacks your immune system. And if you eat harmful foods, give them up and make healthier choices. And if you have a great deal of stress in your life, change your activities. Most of all, if you have a negative attitude, fix it. And I know it's not easy to fix a negative attitude when someone has said you have cancer. That's a scary situation that you're in. I know. I've been there. And it is scary. It's paralyzing. And so the first thing that you need to do is to do some research, do your homework, and then decide on the treatment program and be sure you believe in the treatment program that you are going through. I know that when Dr. Holcomb told me that what I was going to be having was drips, you know, the intravenous drips of vitamins and minerals and trace elements, I knew these were healthy things and they would be good for me. And certainly changing my eating habits couldn't hurt me. I was convinced that I was doing the right thing, that by turning down the chemo and turning down the radiation and going with the naturopathic way, that was for me. Now, I'm not saying that's for everybody. You know, I'm not a doctor, and I can't tell people what's right for them. But I am a person who's been through cancer, and I know I've experienced the fear and the scare, and I've experienced the anger and I've experienced finding the right people and the right maintenance crew, the whole staff of people who would work with me to get me well. And it wasn't easy, but I did get well. And that's why we're talking about that this week, is that I want you to know that there is hope, that you can get well. You find the right doctor, you find the right treatment, and you do what you're told. And let's think about the foods that we eat. You know, do you truly know which foods nourish your body and which ones don't? I didn't. You know, I grew up in a household where we ate meat and potatoes and a vegetable, and we had a salad and we had a dessert. And that was good eating in the days when I grew up. That was the way most people ate. And so I thought I knew what was healthy. But as I learned more and more about nutrition, healthy choices became my ally. I wasn't being punished by not eating certain foods. I was starting to be rewarded by eating foods that were good for me. And every day I was getting stronger and feeling better. Now, are you making it a habit to eat only those foods which fuel your energy? Or do you stuff yourself with foods you know you shouldn't eat? Let's think about it this way. Would you put trash in the gas tank of your car? No. And if not, if you wouldn't do that in your car, why would you put trash in the fuel tank of your body? Why would you eat things that have sugar? Why would you eat things that have hormones? Become aware of what you're putting in your body. And be aware of what vitamins and mineral supplements you need, too. Are you making sure you take those daily? As a cancer survivor, I now realize we must all pay attention to our nutrition if we want to be healthy and stay healthy. We must think about what we are eating. Do you know there are approximately 4 million cancer patients in America today and numerous more throughout the world, and yet hardly any of these people are offered any nutritional advice by the medical community? We are told to eat good food. What does that mean, eat good food? I'm sure it doesn't mean to continue doing what we were doing in the past, because that obviously didn't work. We ended up with cancer. So what changes should we make? What is good food? Many people believe they are eating good food when in fact the food they are eating is not nutritional at all. You see, we should eat a diet that supplies the essential nutrients. And that means that we need to eat fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, and whole grains. We need to drink pure water and leave off the fat and the salt and the sugar. Sugar feeds cancer. Did you get that? Sugar feeds cancer. Cut it out of your diet immediately. Immediately. And also cut out anything which turns to sugar in the body. That means simple carbohydrates. Eat more vegetables. Eat more vegetables and fruits, and eat more vegetables than fruits. Eat vegetables. They are the best thing you could possibly do for yourself. Eat things like arugula, broccoli, cabbage, cucumber, peppers, asparagus, lettuce, cauliflower, onions. Eat some beets or kale, spinach or sprouts, squash, green beans, Swiss chard, okra, sweet potatoes, yams. And don't say, I don't like those things. It's not about what you like. It's about putting the right fuel in your tank to give you energy and to keep you going. We need to stay away from packaged foods because they contain preservatives and have less nutritional value than fresh foods. I know they're easy. I know they're fast. I also know that they're not that good for you. It's just as easy and just as fast for you to make a quick salad. And there are really no excuses because you can even buy salad already made and bring it home and eat it. So there's no excuses here for saying, well, I just don't have time to eat the right way. Controlling our blood glucose levels through diet, through supplements, exercise, and meditation is crucial to our cancer recovery programs. I changed my eating habits. Boy, when the doctor told me that he felt I could get well if I changed my eating habits, I wanted to be well, and I changed. I did what he told me. I eliminated the sugar, the salt, all white foods, all packaged foods, red meat, dairy products, alcohol, and caffeinated drinks. I eat mostly raw vegetables now. I eat fish. And fish is good. Don't say fish isn't good. I don't like fish. There's all kinds of fish out there. Try some of it. And you can eat organic chicken. Don't eat a whole lot of it, but have it now and then. I have to tell you, I've become very, very fond of fresh strawberries, salmon, baked salmon, asparagus. That's good food, and it's a good thing to put in your tank. Now, My mantra has become, and I think yours should become, this. If it is boxed, bottled, canned, or packaged, I shouldn't be eating it. I'm going to do that again for you. If it is boxed, bottled, canned, or packaged, I shouldn't be eating it. I would recommend that you write that down and put it right up on your refrigerator and on your mirror in the bathroom and maybe also on the visor in your car. If it is boxed, bottled, canned, or packaged, I shouldn't be eating it. Now, from what my doctor recommended, I put together myself a very, very good eating program, but I picked the things that I like off of the list that he gave me. Now, if you'd like to try it, if you want me to send you a copy of what I did, you can just contact me, Judy@JudyMorio.com. That's JUDI@JUDIMORIO.com. And I'll be happy to send you the list of the foods that I ate and still eat now that I've learned to really, really love them. I don't see any reason to ever go back to the way I was eating before because I certainly don't want to get sick. So if you'd like a list of those foods, you just contact me. Email me, Judy@JudyMorio.com. That's JUDI@JUDIMORIO.com. And I'll be happy to send you a copy of that list. Or if you want, while you're at the website, go on over to my products page and take a look, and you'll see a copy of my book, Overcoming Cancer, A Journey of Faith. And you can order the book right there if you'd like. You can also get it off of Amazon, or you can get it in any major bookstore. And the book is, the first chapter is my story. It tells what I went through, and then the rest of the book is about things like building your immune system, dealing with the medical community, making your treatment decisions. And if you've already done those things, it'll help you with supplementing your diet. It talks about vitamins and minerals and how to make lifestyle changes such as colonics and massage and dry brushing and the various other things that you can do to lift your spirits, such as how to use color around your house to make yourself happier, how to reprogram your mind so that you feel good and you feel positive through the whole experience that you're going through, and how to adjust your attitude. You know, attitude has a lot to do with whether or not we get well. If we surround ourselves with positive people and we laugh and laugh and laugh some more, we're going to find that we have a much better attitude. I also have included in the book an area on how to build a positive support system, how to nourish your soul, and we'll be talking about those things on the show later on this week. But also, I put in some bullet points in the back for how do you continue on once you've had cancer, and even once the doctor says you're cancer-free, how do you continue on your life? What can you do to continue on? And then also in the very back of the book, I put a chapter in called Supporting a Cancer Patient. And this is for people who are caretakers and they have to take care of someone else. So there's a whole chapter there for the caretakers because very often when we take care of someone else, we forget to take care of ourselves. And it's very, very important for us to take care of ourselves because how can you take care of someone else if you don't take care of yourself? This is Judy Morio. You are listening to Choices, and we all have choices to make in our lives. Thank you for joining me today, listeners. You know, I always want to talk about what you want to hear about. So please email me, Judy@JudyMorio.com, and tell me what it is that you want to hear. Today we are doing the third section in the series on what to do when the doctor says you have cancer. And right now we're talking about what to eat and what not to eat. And I just went over a short list of vegetables that you could eat. And also, you know, you can eat fruit. There's some very, very good fruits that you can eat, like apricots and berries, especially berries. Strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, they're very, very high in antioxidants, and they're very, very good for you. Eat papaya, pineapple, and red grapefruit, cherries, tomatoes, pears. There's a whole lot of fruit out there that you can add to your diet, and it's very good, and it's good for you, and it tastes good. Mangoes, watermelon, apples, bananas, and remember that you want to eat more vegetables than you do fruits, even though you want to eat fruit. But fruit has a bit of a sugar content, and, you know, natural sugars are not bad for you. It's the processed sugars that we don't want you to have. And eat fish. I mean, salmon and halibut and trout. But be sure your fish is wild fish. You don't want to know what they feed those farm-fed fish. And once the farm-fed fish have eaten it and it's in their system, if you eat them, it's going to get in your system. So eat the wild fish. Eat sea bass, wild. And get organic eggs. Get organic chicken, organic turkey breast. And be sure that you include the whole grains in your diet, such as oats and brown rice, and flaxseed and quinoa. Now, quinoa has really just come on the scene for most of us in the last year or so, but it is good. It really, really tastes good, and it's healthy. So get yourself some quinoa. And if you don't know how to spell quinoa, it is Q-U-I-N-O-A, and you can find it in the health food stores and also in your regular grocery store now. I see it's on most of the list. And don't forget that we can eat things like beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds. You can eat those. And use good oils in your cooking. Use coconut oil. Coconut oil is one of the best oils you can use, and it's so clean tasting. It cooks vegetables. I just use some coconut oil in my stir fry every night. Put in a couple tablespoons of coconut oil and 4 cups of fresh vegetables and just cook it up. I tell you, it's excellent. And don't forget your seasonings. There are some very, very good seasonings that are excellent for you. You want to have turmeric and cayenne and ginger, garlic. Those are all very, very good for you. And drink lots of green tea. These things are all very high in antioxidants. And garlic is nature's antibiotic, and it can inhibit viruses, and it can help you prevent cancer. It is perhaps the strongest single food you can add to your eating program to boost your immune system. So be sure to eat lots of garlic. I mean, not if you're going to go out and be around a lot of other people, but you can eat garlic at home. And other herbs that have been reputed to boost your immune system include echinacea, golden seal, turmeric, ginseng, ginkgo. Those are all good for you, so feel free to use those liberally in your cooking. Now, one of the most important things you can do for yourself is to drink 8 cups of pure water each and every day. I can't tell you how many people tell me, I don't like water. Once again, I have to say this to you, it's not about your likes and dislikes. It's about what makes your body function properly. People tell me if they drink orange juice or tea or coffee, it's the same thing as drinking water. Well, I disagree. Try washing your clothes in orange juice or tea or coffee, and then tell me it's the same as water. No, no, no. You need pure water to go through your body, and just put it in there and drink it. When you get up in the morning, drink 4 glasses right away. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. Now, there are some things you really shouldn't be eating, and let's talk about them and why. All processed or manufactured foods should be avoided. You don't want to eat any foods that are bottled, canned, frozen, preserved, refined, salted, or smoked. Alcohol limits the body's ability to carry oxygen. It also places strain on the liver to remove toxins from the body. So limit your alcohol. And products made from flour, baking powder, baking soda, refined and whitened sugars, brown sugars, those shouldn't be eaten. They're not good for you. And remember that cancer lives on those types of products. So eliminate those from your diet. Beef, pork, poultry, farm-fed fish, and any other animal flesh products should be eliminated. They are high in protein, fats, chemicals, preservatives, hormones, salt, and they're very difficult to digest. Right now, your digestion is so very, very important. Now, it sounds like it's difficult, but it's not. It's not difficult. And if you want a list of these foods that you should eat and the foods that you should eliminate, just email me, Judy@JudyMario.com, and I'll be happy to send that to you. Send me your address, your email address, and I'll get that right out to you on the things that I ate and didn't eat. You know, two of my friends decided to support me in this new way of eating when I was going through the cancer because they didn't want me to feel like, well, I was the only one that was deprived. And so they ate the same things I ate. And you know, the most amazing thing was that one of my friends lost 38 pounds and one lost 55 pounds in only 6 months. And the one who lost the most is also a cancer survivor. And she found by eating this way, her neuropathy was greatly improved. And she was also attended by the same oncologist as me. When she went in for her yearly checkup, he was surprised at her improvement, and he asked her what she was doing. And she said, well, I'm eating the same thing that Judy Moyo is eating. I'm on her program. I'm helping her through it. And he said, well, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Because he said, there must be something to this nutrition thing because you're looking better, and she was feeling better, and her neuropathy nearly cleared up. And, you know, neuropathy is a difficult thing. Once you've got it, it's bad and it's painful. So, it nearly cleared up on her. She was so much better. So the oncologist said to her, just keep doing it. Just keep doing what you're doing. There was a fact sheet that was published by Cornell University in June of 2002, which stated, while diet and lifestyle have been associated with the risk of getting breast cancer, little is known about the effect of diet and lifestyle on breast cancer survival. Understanding the consequences of diet and lifestyle on breast cancer survival is important to survivors of breast cancer who want to make choices to improve the length and the quality of their lives. As you begin to eat healthier foods and drink more water, it's amazing how your cravings for things that you think you just can't live without will begin to go away. You may go through with withdrawal, and like any other addictive drug, it's hard. You feel the withdrawal. But in the long run, you'll probably find you really enjoy the fresh foods, the water, and the flavor of food not masked by salt, sugar, or other additives. And you know those additives are addictive, so you want to be real aware of that. Understanding and applying better nutritional choices to your diet is the one change you must make no matter what else you choose to do. Apply better nutritional choices to your diet. Supporting your general health while undergoing any treatment will enhance your body's ability to heal and to help to minimize any side effects of drugs and radiations. So if you did decide to go with traditional medicine, you want to still take responsibility for boosting your immune system. You still want to eat this way, even though you've had the traditional medicine, because you've got to get that immune system up. You've got to be taking care of yourself. This is so important. Take responsibility for your health. Take responsibility. And remember that your body needs vitamins and minerals and a balance of proteins and carbohydrates in order to rebuild cells and function properly. Many times there is a deficiency involved with the lower immune system. So incorporating vitamins such as vitamin A, B, B, C, D3, and E, as well as minerals such as magnesium, selenium, zinc, and folic acid into our diets will help to optimize our immune systems. We must also take a serious look at the role vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements play in the management of cancer. Be sure to check with your doctor or your nutritionist first, but seriously consider supplementing your diet with any missing vitamins or nutrients, and be sure they are the most bioavailable form for proper absorption and utilization. I took a great deal of vitamin C during my time that the doctor said that I was overcoming the cancer. And I took a product called Emergency, E-M-E-R-G-E-N, with a capital C. I drank 3 packets of that every day in the beginning, and then increased it the second month to 4 packets, and the third month to 5 packets, and so on, until I was up to taking 9 packets a day. And I took those until my cancer marker numbers started to drop, and then I started dropping back down. And even today, even though it's been 3.5 years since I had any signs of cancer, I still drink my Emergency every single day. And not just for the cancer, but because it boosts my immune system and it gives me a great deal of energy. Now, vitamin D3 has come on the scene, and it's an essential vitamin the body needs to function properly. And you need it in the natural human form of vitamin D, because that's the form that's made in skin when the cholesterol reacts with sunlight. And most people get their daily dose of D by being out in the sun, as ultraviolet rays trigger the creation of vitamin D3 in the body. So it's very important for you to maintain the proper levels of vitamin D3. I mean, it's essential. And the deficiency from it is linked to all sort of problems with rickets and obesity. And Sue Rex Ryan has just come out with a brand new book on vitamin D3, in fact, if you look at this month's issue of Choices Magazine, and you can get to that by going to judymoyo.com and then clicking on Choices Magazine, you'll be able to get to that, and you'll see there's an article by Sue Rex Ryan in the magazine this month where she talks about vitamin D3 and how important it is to overcoming the cancer that you might be experiencing. So it's very, very important for you to take a look at that vitamin, as well as vitamins A and your B vitamins, vitamin E, and then your minerals. You want to take a look at taking some magnesium, because magnesium has been found to influence the body's utilization of vitamin D. It activates the cellular enzymatic activity. In fact, all the enzymes that metabolize vitamin D require magnesium. So magnesium is very, very important, and selenium and zinc are very important, as well as folic acid. The need for self-care is ever more prevalent today as the stresses of our competitive lifestyles take their toll on our bodies. There is a wealth of new scientific research supporting the use of nutritional alternatives in boosting the emotional and immune systems required to overcome diseases. And with the right strategy, you can make the lifestyle changes necessary to become healthy and stay healthy. So do your homework. This is so important. Ask questions, and do your homework. And once you've done your homework, then take action. Start to eat correctly. Start to drink that water. It is so important for you to drink pure water. 8 cups of water a day. And don't forget to eat your vegetables. Eat your green vegetables that grow above ground, because they're the ones that have the least amount of sugar. They're not sugar-based like vegetables that grow below the ground. You can do this. I believe in you. You can do this. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Remember, you are more then enough.